Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, in the Loire Valley, you'll run into a lot of Sauvignon Blanc, and it goes from one extreme to the other. It's super dry, tangy, tart wines with Sancerre, as opposed to a much rounder, softer version right across the river in Puy-Fumé. And these can be really delicious wines, and you've had a chance to taste some.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. These are really cool wines that, you know, from the French Loire Valley. And yes, Sancerre and Puy-Fumé are probably less than a half a mile, or maybe a little bit more than that, apart from one another, just across the river. Both wines are known for citric and mineral flavors with elegant aromatics. But you're absolutely right, although it may be a bit of an oversimplification, that the Puy-Fumé will be slightly broader and rounder on the fruit and not quite as you know, intensely focused as the Sancerre. However, there are those who believe that because of that sort of broader fruit that the Puy-Fumé may lend itself to aging a little better than Sancerre. I'm certainly willing to take a couple of the bottles from this producer and put them aside just to test the validity of my theory. However, this is a relatively recent entry to the United States market, and the producer is called Corti Artisan, and they make several outstanding examples of Puy-Fumé. The origin of this property actually go back to 1677, so there is a large body of experience to draw upon for producing these wines, and all of these will easily fall into the Saturday night dinner category for me. They're really quite special. So the first one is appropriately named. It's the Corti Artisan Intro 2020 Puy-Fumé. This is a blend of three different terroirs on the property. It's 14% ABV, pale straw color, citrus and flinty aromatics over white fruit and grapefruit flavors with a long finish and a really clean, piercing minerality. It's elegant and complex, and you know, I really enjoyed it. It's $34.99. So you're definitely in the Saturday night dinner category. Then I tried two, which are small plots, not quite, I wouldn't call them single vineyard, but they're small plots. There's the Corti Artisan Caillotes, that's C-A-I-L-L-O-T-E-S, it's on 2019 vineyard vintage. This is a single plateau overlooking the Loire River. The ABV is 13.5%. This wine is similar in style to Intro, but just simply more density and more complexity. It's definitely a more pronounced flinty smokiness from the flint and limestone soils. And then a subtle orange peel and lime nuance sort of floats throughout. And then the last one I tried was the Corti Artisan Silex, S-I-L-E-X, 2020. This one sells for $48.99. This is another single 10-acre plot called the Saint-Adelin area. It's fresh and vibrant, good tension between almost tangy citrus and a mineral underpinning. All of these wines were produced in stainless steel tanks, surly with natural yeasts. They're just stunning. If you've never really experienced Puy-Fumé, Corti Artisan is both a good place to start and finish. So if I had to choose a wine of the week, I would take the Corti Artisan Intro. It's not inexpensive at $34.99, but for the quality at that price point, that's a very good value.
Wonderful, Hugh. I can't wait to try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.